AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario,
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario,
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
That's not cool. That's not cool.
Hey, look what I did!
Well, you got a TV, buddy?
On the telephone?
T-sips.
Puss.
Your husband keeps lousy company, Mrs. Sampson. As bad as there is in L.A., and that's as bad as there is.
The mind!
Basically alcoholics.
The mind is a universe that can make a heaven of hell and a hell of heaven.
I'm not sure what's going on.
I don't know either.
What's happening?
Cook it, everybody, and welcome back. The one and only Petros and Money Show is live at BJ's Restaurant and Brew House. What was that all about, Matt?
He said one of his tables had a question for us.
Oh.
And he was trying to get it answered, which we appreciate. That's good service. We appreciate that. That's good service.
What do they want? Maybe we can answer it live on the air.
I don't know.
What table is it? Is it you?
Which table needs
the answer? Oh, yeah. The guy wants to buy a shot.
That's what it is.
Yeah. We're good. He drinks the same as me.
Let's go. Thank you, sir. And you're a tremendous server for doing that.
Fabulous.
That is
That's
good service.
Dedication.
That's the kind of service you get at the BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse in Burbank.
That guy's from San Pedro, and that woman came all the way from Little Rock, Arkansas to see the Petros and Money Show today.
We are. You're our Kansas show of record. Yeah, Little Rock.
And
let's go.
And we're creeping on you for that literacy level. Mississippi.
And obesity.
We're coming for you.
Texas.
We are coming for you.
On both sides. We're going to get you in literacy and we're going to get you in obesity. Woo! You watch. We're going to wingspan is going to be so wide.
The Galp and Ford guys are here, which means Don Martin's not listening to the show at all.
No.
He's just talking to the Galpin guys. We could say the F word like 20 times in a row.
Hey, it's a different time, you know. Podcast can do it. Why the hell can't AM radio? I mean, let's go. Level playing field. F it.
I noticed at number 18, and I thought we might be in trouble. We love seeing the listeners here. We have one more hour of great sports talk, right?
Great sports talk.
Tim Cates has left. He's headed back to the studio to host Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck, which is coming up
in 58 minutes.
Right at 5.
Time check, 57 minutes. Time check.
First pitch right after 6 o'clock. And right now it's time for the final hour fun fact. Time
it's
check.
In effect, it's the hour 3.
Fun fact! Fun fact!
I don't even want to mention it for fear of the jinx. But if you remember, there was a theme to the final hour fun facts until I recognized that there were a couple losses associated with them. So now we are back to general final hour fun facts.
It's good to work in generality.
Because we are your Western Europe show of record.
And East.
Because we are your Cold War show of record. And because we are your Animals in the Wild show of record. It's on your phone.
As opposed to captivity.
Quick hits on your phone. Here is your final hour fun fact. Deer in the Czech Republic, as it has been passed down from generation to generation to generation to generation, in the wild, will never cross into Germany. Following the example of their parents and their parents' parents and their parents' parents' parents and their parents' 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 parents, who learned to avoid the electrified fence separating the two during the Cold War.
And, you know, they make a hell of a deer sausage.
Right?
In Germany.
Oh, delicious.
Especially after you zap that deer and cook them up a little bit.
Right?
And then you sausage them up.
Because you char the outside and then you slow cook the inside. It's wonderful, the venison.
You know, you think people can learn things, you know?
Right.
But some just can't.
No, they cannot. No, they cannot.
Time for the quick hits.
The PMS quick hits. I'll make it quick, y'all.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. I mean, this is information you know. Dodgers, Giants, game five of the NLDS. Corey Knebel will get the start.
Oh, we got more on that coming up.
He started four games for LA this season, including a scoreless two-inning outing against the Giants on September 3rd.
How do you like that? That's recent history right there. Oh, sweet Jesus.
What is this?
You know what? Maybe next time just bring the whole bottle for
us. What is this a shot for?
Maybe a bottle of each.
Who's taking this shot? Lion-O from the Thundercats?
Snarf.
Thunder.
Snarf.
I mean, what the hell? My God. Astros player Lance McCullers.
Here you go.
Had an MRI on his forearm.
There you go.
After leaving early in Tuesday's win over the White Sox. There is no word on his immediate availability for the ALCS.
And that is where John Paul Morosi joined us from a little bit earlier, setting the scene from the ALCS as they will get underway this weekend. I don't know if you heard, but Joe Buck will be on the call for Fox, and he will not be doing.
Well, who's getting the scraps?
Nobody getting the scraps. Joe Buck will not be doing a football game on Sunday in order. Exactly. How about that? We got Joe Buck all weekend on the ALCS.
What's wrong with the second guy?
I don't know who the second guy is.
It's Joe Davis,
is
the
that
Dodger
right?
guy.
Oh, no Dodger guy getting the scraps for the ALCS. Instead, it's Joe Buck all weekend.
All right, which one am I? Welcome back.
Man, I'm going to have to ponder that.
You going to punt?
I'm going to. No. Oh, no. Come on. I call games for the Bolts. We go for it on fourth down.
Let's go. Fourth and seven.
I'm going to go Joe Davis. Yeah. Knew I'd get it. I knew it. And then you're going to have Joe Davis out there because Joe Buck's going to be on a call on Sunday. What's that?
Why?
Oh, no, Joe Davis isn't going to do the game on Sunday. Instead, Joe Davis is going to be calling college football on Saturday. We're going to have Joe Buck calling all the ACLS games on Fox.
St. Louis Cardinals have fired their manager, Mike Schilt.
Oh, that Schilt guy is Schilt. Dude, the guy wins 17 games in a row. Somehow the Cardinals have the best fans in baseball, and they're like the organization that everyone's supposed to emulate. The guy goes to the freaking playoffs in three of his 4 years. He wins 17 games in a row to make a wild card. And then they boot his ass because he loses to the freaking Dodgers in the ninth inning.
He's shilt out of luck.
Ah!
Philosophical differences, Matt. That's
that team sucks.
They cited philosophical differences.
Yeah, that team sucks. What's that?
What?
Oh, Masa Bazookabim?
Oh, no. They
the guy that fired him, Masa
Bazookabim? You know, you're always grateful for the people that got here early.
Yes.
But, you know.
They get a little sideways
You know, there's a reason they stopped serving drinks That's after right. the seventh inning.
That's right. They get a little sideways a little early.
You know, I mean, I feel kind of similarly. I've been drinking all day. And some guy just bought me a bucket of a shot. How am I going to face the
I'm sorry, he bought you a bucket of a shot?
Yours is far away from you.
It is far away from me, and I intend to keep it there.
I got to talk to Fresno State, Matt. What did you?
That's not going
to
go well.
Hey, you guys still up there in a 559? I used to have a girlfriend at an Exeter. UCLA's 4-2. They travel to Seattle.
And by the way, we gave away.
They're going to travel there either whether you cheer or not.
We have shirked our duties. We gave away a pair of tickets to listener Greg, who won the tickets to Oregon UCLA. We still have to give away a pair of tickets to Chargers Patriots on Halloween, and we have a pair of tickets to the Rolling Stones on Sunday at SoFi to give away here.
5:30 kick for the Bruins. Tim Cates will be all over the pre-half and post. Bruins are a 2-point underdog to the Huskies, but the Washington Huskies are a team without an identity.
No identity.
In fact, both the Bruins and the Huskies have a quarterback out there that is not as impactful seemingly in the minds of the fans as the dude waiting in the wings.
So let's get the guy waiting in the wings to no longer be waiting in the wings and be the wind beneath their wings toward victories.
Sam Huard at Washington.
That name sounds familiar.
Ethan Garbers, respectively. Sam is Brock's nephew and Damon's son.
Garbers also sounds familiar.
Garbers is the brother of Chase Garbers out of Corona Del Mar High School, home of the Sea Kings. Let's go, Telesco. Hockey.
Shout out to big listener and fan of the Petros and Money Show and someone that we spent some time with at Dodger Stadium, John Androsic. I saw on Bally Sports. John penned an instrumental on the piano. Pretty kick-ass John Tesh. Exactly.
It's the heart of a champion.
Style. Opening to the King's season that you will see on Bally's tonight. Sent it to me a little bit earlier today. Extremely talented musician. Excited for that. They are dropping the puck. Your colleague, Colin Football, on Fox for a number of games this season. Alex Faust told us yesterday that, like, this is the rivalry. Like, the Vegas Golden Knights and the Kings has become a serious, rivalry. It's a big thing. So they will start with one of their chief rivals. You can listen to it for free on the iHeartRadio app and the Kings channel. That's where they do their damage. And we love hockey. We're your hockey show of record. And we are your, yes, you can buy us a shot and then drop off a bucket of whiskey show of record as well. Drink it. You can't. You got that call. You got that call.
Ronnie Rivers has run a lot.
You got that call.
He's run the ball a lot for you guys.
That call is hanging over your head like the sword of Damocles.
Take it away, Helly.
Helly, I'm going to need you to drive it on this one. I'm going to ride shotgun.
All right, coming up next, we're going to take this big shot, and we're going to do the top story of the day.
Oh, we're talking Dodgers. We're talking opener. We're talking Knebel. Urias, did you know? You know what? We'll tease it up. You ready for this? Did you know Vin Scully said this game played tonight at 6:07 p.m. first pitch?
You know, audience changes every 15 minutes, they say.
Is the most, this is, you can see it. It's there for, it is public record on his Twitter feed. The most important and impactful matchup between the Dodgers and the Giants in the history of these two teams playing one another. That's what Vin Scully said. So you bet your ass we're going to dig into it. Oh, yeah. Look at the guy over your left shoulder. I love that guy.
That guy loves
I love that guy. I love it. That's next. Taste of what's to come. Let's go
dancing in the light. Petros and Money. P-M-S. With LA Sports. Now.
What do we do with all this booze?
Drink it.
Sweet Jesus.
A big thank you to Michaela and Drew.
Yeah, Michaela.
Promotions people. We have new promotions people.
Yeah, Drew.
Who came and set stuff up and did everything.
Yeah, Drew.
The
yeah,
last
Michaela.
Time our promotions guy, Dave Weiss, tried to set stuff up, he got a terrible infection and his arm blew up like a big pus-filled balloon. And we just couldn't have it. So now we have promotions
right.
people. That
you got rickets.
Know
it was
what
terrible.
To do. Shingles and rickets.
Shingles, rickets, and crabs. And
thank you, Drew.
Terrible.
And a big thank you to Bert, our engineer.
You know what I saw Bert doing earlier? He had his pizookie, and he had taken the last bite, and he was looking at the pan and looking at his spoon, and he was trying to find, like, one last morsel of dessert.
And the thing is Bert had dinner.
It was so great. He's like, got to be something here.
He had a giant cheeseburger.
He did.
Then he had a...
Oh, no, it's a Philly cheesesteak. I thought it was a burger. He's like, it's the Philly.
Sorry. And then he had a dessert. And then you doubled up on dessert? Or was it just the one dessert?
How many desserts, Bert? Double up. How many desserts, Bert?
I just had the one.
Wow.
But it was a double dessert.
That's all they
it was. It was a pizookie with ice cream on it.
You know
That's
what?
Okay, one and a half.
You've shown great restraint today.
You really,
really
did.
Something.
Are you going to have another meal before we leave?
I could. It could happen.
It's brought to you by HMS Capital. The tavern flatbread we had was delicious. Would you like some room temperature sliders?
Yeah, no, these are good. I just got these about 10 minutes.
They're delicious that way.
Have one.
Your top story of the day is brought to you by HMS Capital. Take the HMS Capital Challenge. Apply with them and another lender and let them earn your business with their razor-sharp interest rates. Mark Tice at HMSCapital.com. I have refied twice in the last 2 years because these interest rates are so low. Your top story, P. We have talked to John Paul Morosi.
Oh, we're on it.
We have talked to Tim Cates.
David Vasse.
We have talked to David Vasse live on location at Oracle.
And we've been monitoring everything coming out of the baseball universe.
Vin Scully's Twitter feed.
While half drunk here.
Dave Roberts texts. Wow. He sent a text. Now listen, this is class. This is class.
At night, eh?
You're going to shift from Julio Urias to an opener in Corey Knebel. And instead of just, like, springing it on the Giants the next morning, because Dave Roberts is such a stand-up, classy guy, he sent Gabe Kapler a text saying, hey, heads up, we're going to go with Knebel. We're going to go with Knebel to start. We're going to throw an opener. And you know what Gabe texts back? It's a classy move.
Thank you.
That's a classy move,
Dave. People call me a homer. I say thank you.
I say thank you. You're a classy guy. Classy guy, Dave. Hey, this might be the most intense rivalry. Red Sox-Yankees, Babe Ruth for a musical, my ass. Juan Marichal used a bat to bloody a man's head. That's a rivalry.
Oh, we'll revisit that.
I know we've said it a million times before, but we're going to say it again. You know why? Because this show, the Petros and Money Show on AM 570, the flagship of the Dodgers, was the first to say it before it became en vogue.
Never going to get it, never going to get it. Never going to get it, never going to get it. Never going to get it, never going to get it. Never going to get it. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
We did it before it was cool. It is a damn shame. A damn shame that tonight,
for shame,
around 9 or 10 p.m., because these games have been so effing long.
But we love every minute on AM 570 LA Sports, your home of the Dodgers,
my
right?
Man.
Ratings have never
Let
been higher.
Let me tell
higher.
You something. I am stacking quarter hours on quarter hours. I'm stacking them, my man. I mean, it is a stack of quarter hours with these 4.5-hour games.
If I get any more erect, I could wave to Bezos in the sky, my man.
Is that
Bill Shatner next to you, Joe?
It's a damn shame that one, and I say it if it's the Giants as well, as much as it may pain us as Dodger fans to say it, it is a damn shame that one of these two teams is going to go home with 109 wins in the postseason before the NLCS. We should have had a best of seven series between these two squads. Instead, it is a best of five, and the team, and this is some sort of play on Lawler's Law, the team that gets to 110 first is going to win.
Bingo!
No need to belabor the point, but we're going to get
never,
it right here.
Never here.
Call
we,
this.
We will never belabor
never,
the point.
No. Listen, we are not your belabor the point show of record.
One thing we don't belabor,
is
that's
points,
the point.
Is points. We do not. Not to put too fine a point on it, we do not belabor points here. No need to belabor, but here is the Panic Brothers segment of your top story of the day as we work our way toward first pitch. Because we are your football show of record, because we like to make football analogies, I will draw this comparison.
Foosball.
And it is really hard to see with these pits on. Psst, psst, psst. Julio Urias.
I hear snakes don't have very good vision.
Julio Urias. Many will argue was the MVP of the World Series last year,
yeah,
right?
They said they didn't give it to him because he's from Monterrey.
Exactly.
Too industrial of a city, they said.
Julio Urias. Urias. Is the only 20-game winner in Major League Baseball this season. The only one.
Primero.
It did not matter in the World Series, in the NLCS when the team was down 3-1, in the NLDS against the Padres. Who stepped into that box? Julio faced that batter, and he mowed him down. Mowed him down. Like the World Series MVP that he was.
So close, no matter how far. It didn't matter.
He got the win up in San Francisco. They're down 1-0. They don't score a single run in Walker Buehler's start. He gives up 2 in the first frame. And the Dodgers can't support that. They call on Julio Urias to get the win, and he delivers. He is their baseball salvation and why we are here today. And you're telling me that that guy can't take the ball at the start of a Game 5 in San Francisco, an elimination. Somehow it doesn't make sense to give that guy the ball when the crowd is at its frenzy after Metallica has played Sad But True or played
Sad But True
Wherever I May Roam.
home. Where I live, my head is home. I want that ball in Julio's hand. It's nothing against Corey Knebel.
But what about the gamesmanship, Matt? What about the gamesmanship?
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you something.
It's third and goal at the two.
Don't you football me.
And you're in the backfield. What are they going to do? They're going to hand that ball to you and say, hey, go get it. You go get it. You've done it for us your whole freaking college career. You go get those 2.5 yards to get us into the goal line, over the goal line and into the end zone. And you're going to score us those runs. That's what we want you to do here in this football game.
And what's the alternative?
The alternative is, oh, we're going to hand it to you, and then you're going to pass it back to the quarterback, and then we're going to leak a tight end out
empty.
That was supposed to be blocking.
If we go empty.
And we're going to throw it to him in the end zone.
The opener in baseball is the equivalent of going empty backfield on the 2-yard line.
Is that what we want to do here?
No.
Is that? No. It's not what we want to do.
That's not what a snake would do. That's not what the pit
Do what the snake would do.
You'd
do what
strike.
The pit viper would
You'd
do.
Strike in the A-gap. You strike right in the A-gap.
You strike with Julio Urias.
Throw strikes.
That's what you do.
Challenge the batter.
What did Brandon Staley do with Justin Herbert out there on 4th-and-2 in his own 24? I believe in you, Justin Herbert. You are the best quarterback in the NFL.
What about like USA Soccer last night? I believe that we will win.
I believe that we will win. That's what you do. You empower your people to go win the game.
So you think this is a bitch move, Matt?
You know what I don't like? I don't like hearing, Buster Posey was 7-10 against Julio this season, so I think maybe you can get Gabe Kapler to adjust his lineup a little bit, and we wouldn't mind getting Corey Knebel out there to go ahead and take Buster Posey out in his first at-bat, and then that way Julio doesn't have to face him.
No! Overthinking it. Put that Mexican in the grave and give him a bat.
You know what you do with that? You know what you do with that computer of yours? You dump a beer on it. Just dump a short circuit at Johnny Five. Let it power down. Use some guts. Intestinal and testicular fortitude. That's what game fives are all about. And it pains me.
Or a game seven.
Or a game, an elimination game.
Or a wild card, you know, where it's do or die.
And it pains me.
It hurts me, too.
Here we go. Let's go with our third football analogy. What is it that you've always said? Is it about your alma mater, Pete?
When I played at USC and they had all the tutors for us stupid football players, they told them to, you know, give us football analogies because we don't understand anything outside of football. So they'd be like, this sentence is like an incomplete pass. And you'd be like,
subject, predicate.
So this is the only way I can understand things. That's Matt is doing me a favor. So
another football analogy, right? Another football analogy. What has pained you the most about your alma mater and their recent string of style of offense?
Their lack of commitment to the run.
Exactly. And the commitment to the run comes thanks to what? We're better than you. We've got more talent than you. Look at these recruiting rankings. Look at the men that populate our roster. We are better than you. We don't have to use gimmicks and spread it out to beat you. We can play traditional football, and because we're goddamn better, we're going to win the game.
It's the equivalent of going up to a man and overtaking him.
Exactly.
Ah!
Julio Urias.
Right to the ground.
He can overtake these giants. You don't have to run the Texas Tech spread and have an opener like the Brewers. Or the Braves.
Is that what we're doing tonight?
That's what we're doing.
We're running the air raid?
We're running the air raid, and we got the most talented roster in football. Can run pro style.
That's horse crap.
What are we doing? Panic Brothers Unite.
What are we doing? What are we doing out here, guys?
Now, listen.
I know that Kane is able, but still.
Here's the question. What are the Giants going to do?
What are they doing?
What is Gabe Kapler and that felt beard going to do
tonight? He's going to overthink it.
He's going to drop that ball into Logan Webb's fat-faced hand. And he's going to say, hey, fat face.
How does my hand have a fat face?
Hey, fat face. Go out there and pitch the game of your life. All right?
Got it, coach.
That's what the fleshy, fat-faced Logan Webb is being tasked to do. His manager believes in him to start this game after 7 2/3 of shutout ball in game one. And he is challenging the most talented offensive lineup in baseball to do something about it. And you know what? I believe they will. I believe this offense will overcome Logan Webb and his PED test in the minors some 4 years ago. I believe they will overcome that. I believe they will not chase balls out of the strike zone. I believe in a game that will be decided by the slimmest of margins, just a single run, the Dodgers offense will overcome what was getting cute and overthinking it. And Julio Urias will probably, I don't even want to say it, will hopefully inherit a zero and continue to string out those zeros. And I will be incredibly wrong about the way the organization, as Dave Roberts shared with the media, the organizational decision to start an opener as opposed to Julio Urias. They will overcome that. And they will strive to victory. They will strive to victory behind a superstar-laden roster that gives you no time to get up. It's like getting caught inside during a tight, short period set. And those waves are crashing on you. And you think you can get a breath, but you can't.
Oh, a surfing analogy.
You come up and you're like, doop,
doop, doop. Oh, that's very.
And ultimately what happens, you drown. You're overcome by the water and you drown and you're dead. Because you misjudged your surfing ability. You got caught inside
so
in those crashing waves.
Julio Urias is an outside set. At what beach?
Let's go El Porto.
All right.
Let's go El Porto.
Next time I see a Mexican dude surfing in El Porto, I'll give you about $200. I need it back. No. Dockweiler.
Okay,
come
now
on,
we're
man.
Talking.
Say,
now
go.
We're talking.
Let's go. I'll take you down to
Let's go, Dodgers.
I'll shank you over at Dockweiler, dude. All right. I think that was very, very well put, Matt. I'm also very reticent about the
opener. We're not an opener show of record.
No. Hand the ball to Julio.
Exactly right.
It's not like the long man is Tony Gonsolin, who's kissing his cat right now. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, like, it's not like that guy.
I love you, Whiskers.
Yeah. Oh, my God, furball. We're going to take the mound tonight after the opener and really get after him. No, you know, it's Julio from Caloocan or something. Culiacan. All right. Well, what am I? What do I look like? Where am I from? You say it right, S.A.
With that as the backdrop, we will return with your City of Hope, Petros and Money Show, Dodgers pregame before the pregame.
I agree. They should just hand it to Julio. What are we doing?
Right?
What are we doing?
What are we doing? Give the ball to Julio.
And you know,
has he not earned it?
What if
has he not earned it?
What if he came out with the eagle and the snake on his shoulders?
Oh, my God. It's
and
over.
Three. Oh, people would freak out. Like, I'd go crazy. The only cool thing about the Dodgers, believe it or not, it's not the corporate types. It's Latino fan base.
That's right.
And that one long-haired white guy.
And that other red-bearded white guy.
And the red-bearded white guy, too.
That's right, Kenny.
But we can't get the Latino fan base excited if the team's not playing. Man, Arpuzzo is flaccid.
I mean, you go from Julio Urias to Corey Knebel. I mean, come on.
That's not, yeah.
Nah, I can't.
Let's go, Knebel.
Let's, Knebel.
Yeah, that doesn't do it.
The Latino fan base says, who is this, Noble?
Yeah.
No, it's Knebel.
Noble.
Corey Knebel? No, it's Corey Knebel.
We'll be back with City of Hope, Dodger Preview. How long
shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We got to fulfill the book.
Petros and Money. Available on the free iHeartRadio app. Now.
It's a 15-second segment to say, happy birthday, Kira! Yeah! Thank you, BJ's Restaurant Brewhouse Burbank. Shout out Mike Schwartz from Galpin Ford, Dave Gillum from Galpin Honda, Drew and Michaela coming up next. Tim Cates and Dodgers on deck.